WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 8, 76 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council's first regular meeting in more than a month included more debate about future efforts to reduce flooding.
8 of the 10 public speakers led off with repeated calls for council action.
It's not FEMA's responsibility. They might be able to help you a little bit, but it is the city of Bryan's responsibility.
In 1992, FEMA areas of special flood hazard were identified in a scientific and engineering report called the Flood Insurance Study for Brazos County, Texas, and Incorporated Areas. Here we are 24 years later, and we're still at the same place. We're doing studies. We're giving lip service. Can we count on more diligence and urgency now?
You know, we might wake up next week and have to swim out of here. I don't want that.
90 minutes later, the council decided to hold a workshop next month on two proposals. One for Mike Sutherland and Al Sines would spend at least $40 million over the next 2 years to reduce flooding. Their ideas range from cleaning out and widening creeks to building detention ponds to adding storm sewers. This would impact upper and middle Carter's Creek, upper Burton Creek, upper Still Creek, lower Briar Creek, and localized flooding in the Oaks subdivision. The second proposal from Sutherland and Rafael Pena calls for the city to spend up to $1.5 million to buy out up to 6 homes that have been through repeated floods that FEMA does not buy, whether or not those homes have flood insurance. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
34 Brazos County property owners who thought they made timely payments but did not because the statements were mailed to the old tax office will not get a refund on penalties and interest. County commissioners denied the group's request for reimbursement because they are not allowed to do so by state law.
Actually, within the statute, the payment to the former address, which was a correct address, had to be within a year. And that's the only point where these people really failed to meet the criteria where the governing body actually had the ability within the law to consider it.
Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe fears even more problems this coming year because the post office won't be forwarding payments addressed to the old tax office. Rowe says this has been an issue in all Brazos County taxing jurisdictions. For the third time, members of the board overseeing the Brazos Central Appraisal District will be asking city councils and school boards in the Twin Cities permission to build its own offices. That's after the county commission unanimously agreed to sell land next to the new tax office. BCAD submitted the only bid at $300,000. Chief Appraiser Mark Price says a new building became more important after an increase of appraisal appeals of more than 30% this year and a priority of separating the public from employees.
We've taken a look at a couple other relatively new appraisal districts and we're just gathering ideas on how they've done that, how they've been able to control the flow of people. And there's some good examples out there and we'll take a look at them.
The county did not give BCAT a deadline to collect the necessary approvals from the other jurisdictions. Tonight, you're invited to see and offer comments about a Bryan Committee's recommendations for the next comprehensive plan and future parks and recreation projects. Yesterday, the city council got a snapshot from consultants. Wendy Chabay says 18 recommendations from a community committee for outdoor parks and recreation projects includes green space and playgrounds.
The non-motorized walking trails were one of the high priorities that we saw throughout the entire plan. And you'll recognize that in a couple of different chapters, but it was the number one ranking throughout the project for the parks.
Topping the list of 8 indoor parks and recreation projects are an indoor track and a multi-purpose gym. Chabay says the committee's 10 priorities for the new comprehensive plan involves Blinn College and workforce training.
You've got a big workforce population here, and we want to make sure that they're getting the skills and the training that they can. So this ended up ranking as a high priority.
Today's open house is at the Brazos Center from 5 until 8. College Station police are looking for suspects in 2 rounds of damaging cars in the area of Dartmouth and Holloman. 13 reports of flat tires were taken Monday from the lofts at Wolfpin Creek. According to the report, each vehicle parked in the parking garage had 1 flat tire punctured by a knife or similar tool. Between Saturday night and Sunday morning, 4 vehicles parked on Carnation Court across from Wolfpin Creek had windows shot out with a BB gun. Anyone with information about either case is asked to contact CSPD. WTAW News Time is 11 minutes after 8. It's 76 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. One more look at news at 8:30. You can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Need a new trailer for your job site, home, or hobbies? Midway Trailers in Madisonville is your one-stop shop. Located in Madisonville on I-45, just a short drive from Bryan-College Station in Huntsville, Midway Trailers provides every style of trailer to fit your every need. Light duty, heavy duty, cargo, automotive, horse, or livestock. Midway only stocks and sells the best brands. Brands like CM, Lark, and Big Tex Trailers, America's best-selling professional-grade trailer line. Visit MidwayTrailers.com today and haul away happy with Midway Trailers in Madisonville.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time. The absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $14,000 off MSRP towards a new 2016 Silverado High Country Crew Cab equipped with four-wheel drive. That's right, $14,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs. Towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't even have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Good morning, it's 8:13, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just check some weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios. And paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Moisture continues to flow into the region, so more cloudiness for today. There'll be a few showers around. There may be a passing thunderstorm. Temperatures today near 85. Showers start to diminish tonight. Lows will be 70 to 75. More clouds than sun tomorrow. The risk of a shower or a thunderstorm during the day. Highs will be 85 to 90. Storms end tomorrow night. Lows 75. Partly sunny on Friday. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you are. As far as the radar is concerned, it is starting to come up into Houston. Pretty much the loop has got rain. It's not really heavy rain. There's rain over near Waco and off to the west in Brownwood and down south of the Metroplex. And then some rain around Del Rio, and that's it. But again, same pattern that we've had for the last few days, in that there's stuff that can come in off the coast and it's moving south to north. And as the heating increases during the day today, then we should have a chance at some showers. So anyway, so Chelsea, right on the big story this morning, we were going to do a story about French fries in the NFL, but
we've got better types of French fries.
As a matter of fact, yes, because this morning, just less than an hour ago, they announced the finalists for the 2016 State Fair of Texas Food.
Yes,
so here we go. It's the Caribbean Pineapple Cornucopia. You bring a taste of the Caribbean flair to the fair. Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
This dish stands out among the rest with its profile of fresh flavors. Marinated grilled chicken and shrimp are served over a bed of yellow Caribbean fried rice and topped with tropical salsa and pineapple rum glaze.
But the kicker.
Get this, served on a pineapple half shell.
Wow.
Cornucopia is ready to go the day of the fair. So you got the list there. Chelsea, you want to do the deep-fried bacon burger dog slider? Tell
absolutely.
Us about that.
Absolutely. Okay. Meat lovers are in for a treat with this tantalizing triple threat. A miniature handmade seasoned ground beef patty stuffed with shredded cheddar cheese, bacon, and an all-beef hot dog on a Hawaiian roll. Then it is placed on a skewer topped with a pickle, dipped in a tempura batter, and deep fried to perfection. Every bacon burger dog is served on a bed of shoestring fries with ranch dipping sauce.
They did it!
They did.
They did it!
Then there's the deep-fried pulled pork Funyun Dings.
Dings.
Yes, putting a tasty twist on your pantry staple, the unique combination of flavors in a deep-fried dish, creating the perfect balance of sweet and savory. A Funyun, the traditional crunchy snack, stuffed with pulled... How do you stuff a Funyun? with pull. Oh, I guess it's the curly, and he goes up in between the where the opening is there. Then it's deep fried, and there's a multi-layered sweet barbecue sauce.
Oh, this man. One, this next one looks pretty good. Fernie's Down Home Chicken Pot Pie Pocket with mac and cheese dip.
Wow.
Okay.
Two classic American comfort foods, one mouth-watering meal. This ultimate taste extravaganza starts with a savory cream sauce chock full of shredded roasted chicken breast, tender sliced white potatoes, sweet carrots, peas, and corns. This one has vegetables in it.
Yeah.
So it's healthy.
Oh, that's way too healthy.
Special blend of herbs and spices. And then it is ladled into fresh flaky pastry dough, gently folded Hot Pocket style. And then, of course, it comes with a side of mac and cheese-inspired dip.
Yeah.
This unique sharp cheddar sauce creates a tantalizing flavor combination.
Whew, you guys are just making me hungry. That's all that's really happening.
This one will put a stop to it. I mean, I'll do this one, but anyway.
We don't spend a lot of time on it.
Fried Jell-O.
Yeah.
Cherry-flavored Jell-O. Panko crusted breading, flash fried. Okay, moving on
to the injectable great balls of barbecue.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Smoke crusted barbecue beef brisket, hand shredded with Bock barbecue sauce and molded to form balls. Then the ball of beef is breaded with seasoned breadcrumbs and deep fried to a crispy perfection.
Yeah. Then comes the Southern fried chicken and dumplings. This is an okay idea.
Yeah.
Kind of a modern twist on the traditional Deep South favorite. Southern fried chicken dish is a two-in-one hit. You got juicy shredded chicken. It's mixed with bits of seasoning and dough and a touch of gravy. So there you are. It's kind of like a biscuit bite, and it's got the chicken thing kind of going on the inside, which is not bad at all.
I like this. You guys have something going here with both of these things. I could just get to sit here and listen to how delicious all this sounds.
And the last was
the
pretty
last
good, Chelsea.
One,
yeah.
Yep. Last but not least, the State Fair Cookie Fries. So a unique play on America's favorite savory side dish, the cookie fry may look like it needs ketchup, but it's got the classic crinkly cut appearance. Don't be fooled. It's offered in traditional cookie flavors like chocolate chip or sprinkles. And then these sweet treats are served with your choice of strawberry or milk chocolate sauce.
Yeah.
Just consider it an undercover cookie in fry form disguise.
There you are. So there you are. Those are these. That's what they're going to. And I do. Now, that one is truly innovative.
Right.
That is an innovative thing. And if you see the pictures, it does. It looks like a fry, but it's a cookie. And that's the kind of thing that didn't take a whole lot of... I mean, we could have been doing that years ago.
Right.
Did you ever get those Pillsbury, you know, slice and bake?
Yeah.
And never think about slicing them the other way rather than just make round cookies? And
I know.
I think that's basically what they came up with there.
So my favorite is Clip Howard. He goes to the State Fair and he like maps out his destination of food booths.
44 days from today.
Yep.
That's the big countdown. So we'll have. And see, that's the other thing that's perfect for him, because he doesn't have to bring any of it back, because he could just say it would be horrible by the time you got here.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm not gonna do that. So there you are, got that. All right, for those of you who are looking for a program like FaceTime, but for Android phones, Google Duo was released yesterday. The app, available for both Android phones and iPhones, works by using your contact list to call. There's no accounts to create or friends list to maintain, tied directly to your contact list and your phone number. So if you want to do that. And apparently Gawker will not die, if you heard that on the Wall Street Report this morning. Univision is picking up Gawker since Nick Denton has been forced to sell the company because of that Hulk Hogan lawsuit. Univision won. Ziff Davis was the only other bidder. Comes in at a $135 million bid, which is Ziff Davis had came in at $90 million. So Gawker does a lot of stuff. Gizmodo, Lifehacker, Jalopnik, is that right? Deadspin
your
and Jezebel.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Sounds
sure exactly,
good, sure.
Exactly what those are. Okay. Auto repair shop owner in Maine behind bars after, we did that yesterday, where he moved the guy's car.
Oh,
never mind. Yeah. In the meantime. Rhode Island cemetery buried two men in the wrong plots. Now officials trying to make the best of the situation. One family wants their loved one to stay where he is, while the other wants to put him in the gravesite that he actually picked and paid for.
Yeah.
Problem started last October. 65-year-old man was placed in the wrong family plot in this cemetery in Rhode Island. Nobody noticed until March when the 87-year-old man who was supposed to be buried there died. Superintendent of the cemetery realized what happened the day before the funeral as he arrived to dig up the grave. 87-year-old, whoops, wait, there's nothing here. The 87-year-old man was buried in the other man's plot.
Someone's getting so haunted.
Now, there's not a big difference here. It's about 10 yards away, but each plot had room for four graves, and both men were the first to be buried in the plot. So that seems to be something that...
Why can't they all just switch?
Kind of negotiate that. It's kind of like the apartment story we had last week where people live in the wrong apartments. The chairwoman of the town committee for the cemetery calls it an easy fix. Just switch the deeds for the plots. She says they're nearly identical. That way the 87-year-old man's family does not get what they want, so they're not happy. They want him exhumed. Put him in the other one. Other family says they'd like to keep it the way it is.
There's something about messing with dead bodies.
Yeah. Well,
just
yeah.
Leave them be.
I had a conversation with somebody about this recently, kind of where it was sort of a situation where it was like, we have these cemeteries, but they never really seem to get bigger. Where are they putting everybody?
Oh.
Are they putting everybody just like on top of each other after a certain amount of time?
You know, if you take the BART out of San Francisco, you will south of town, they have a place where all the cemeteries are. Because San Francisco is so small, I mean, it's pretty well locked in. It can't grow any more than it is. And if you've got cemeteries, you know, and I don't remember, it's like called Cemetery City or something.
Oh.
And they go through, you know, over here is the Jewish cemetery, here's the Muslim cemetery, here's the Greek Orthodox cemetery. It's a little bit
maybe
bit
more and more people are getting
cremated.
Cremated.
Yeah, it works better. Hello.
Hey, maybe I'm not understanding this right, but did anybody bother to check the headstones first?
Well, the thing is, I think that they were the first ones in the plot. That's the difference, is they were the first ones. There's room for four spaces, and since they were the first ones in there...
Was their headstone not already placed?
No,
I guess not.
I guess
that's
not.
That comes after they bury the bodies.
And what they needed was, I guess, a plat of the cemetery. Then they would have known that this was this belonged to family A and this one belonged to family B.
There's a better view from plot A,
yeah,
Scott.
But again, since it's 10 yards difference, it's not like it's a tremendous difference in
the
doing
sun
that.
Sets just...
Yeah, just right.
There was a cemetery right by my house when I was growing up, and my family, when we would drive by, we could have sworn we saw the headstone on the corner change every so often.
Yes, there you are. Mm-hmm. Kara Cook and her son Parker, both huge fans of Tarjay, so as Parker's 7th birthday drew near, they came up with this crazy idea. What if they were to throw a Target-themed birthday party at the local Target? Of course, since Target doesn't actually throw parties, they really didn't know exactly how they were going to be able to make that happen. So Kara stopped by the local Target, pitched the idea to the manager, who was all ready for it, as long as it wasn't disruptive. So she sent out invitations. On the big day, the manager presented Parker with a present, a stuffed bullseye. Hey. Good marketing.
Yep.
And also set out crayons and coloring pages for the kids to enjoy. The guests who had come wearing red shirts and khaki shorts.
Oh, there you go.
Gathered at the cafe there.
If only the dog could have been there.
Do that. Well, you know, quite often they have a Starbucks there because maybe they could have get them calfed up a little bit and then get them going. So nothing like having two dozen bouncy kids in your Target.
Oh,
of course.
Anyway, but Parker got his birthday just the way he wanted.
Good for him.
8:24.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tire Pros. Let the road trips begin. But before you hit the road, swing by BCS Tire Pros and make sure your vehicle is ready to go. Your tires are the only part of the vehicle that actually touches the road. BCS Tire Pros provides a free 21-point inspection, free tire rotation, and free roadside assistance nationwide, so you're covered wherever you go. Need new tires? BCS Tire Pros carries the best in the business with a great warranty and has a price guarantee. BCS Tire Pros on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
Quest for a prehistoric squirrel. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Zenkarella isn't a Pokemon. It's a squirrel-like African rodent that's never been seen alive by scientists. Recently, villagers on the African island of Bioko snared three Zenkarellas, and now, in the journal PRJ, USC paleontologist Eric Seifert and his colleagues report sequencing their DNA. Seifert says the animals are living fossils, virtually unchanged from specimens seen in the fossil record.
So we can see that Zenkarella does have a unique genome that reflects that it has been evolving for a long time on its own, but it would appear that its anatomy hasn't changed at all in almost 31 million years.
Living fossils like these help scientists understand mammalian evolution, and Seifert is planning a trip to Africa to try to find and study the elusive rodents. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. For 20 years, I was Hillary and Bill's key political advisor. I know Hillary and her darkest secrets. I also know she should never be president. That's why I wrote my new book, Armageddon, How Trump Can Beat Hillary. In Armageddon, I reveal a side of Hillary you've never seen before, and you'll be shocked by what I tell you. Armageddon is a warning. You'll find out the real danger she poses to our country. The media won't report on this because they're for her. But I'm not afraid to. I'll reveal what Donald Trump has to do to stop her. Trump can win, but he's got to be prepared for Hillary. He's got to use a new strategy, exploit her weaknesses. That's all in Armageddon.
Already a number one bestseller, Dick Morris's Armageddon is at bookstores everywhere. Or check out Newsmax's free offer, a $25 value free. Call 1-800-NEWSMAX, 1-800-NEWSMAX, or go to Newsmax2016.com, Newsmax2016.com.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. After a year off, San Jose, California-based Cisco Systems has returned to its summer layoffs at the end of its fiscal year. Technology news site CRN reports the axe will fall on about 14,000 jobs, nearly 20% of the network equipment maker's global workforce. Cuts will be made as Cisco transitions from its hardware roots into a software-centric organization. Ford Motor Company plans to release a fully driverless car in the next 5 years. The news didn't boost Ford shares, which fell 0.7% to close at $12.34, but rebounded slightly in after-hours trading. The cars will be targeted first at commercial fleet operators looking to cut the costs of employing human drivers. Customer relationship management specialists AmazeOne polled almost 3,000 consumers on how businesses can collect personal data without being creepy. Three-quarters of consumers say they'll share their name. About two-thirds will offer age and email address, but only 7% will share social logins. Futures are mixed after stocks took a hit yesterday. And that's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In most cases, when a company's computer network is hacked, it's not because hackers overwhelmed its security. Usually, it comes down to the old World War II saying, loose lips sink ships. Kim Commando here with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Some of the worst computer hacks on businesses, large and small, happen because a careless employee opened an unfamiliar email attachment infected with malware. But now, a new weakness has been identified: overly friendly company employees. By using what's called social engineering, hackers make small talk while calling for a seemingly harmless reason, like a password reset. By asking certain leading questions during the call, unwary tech support often reveal too much information about operating systems, firewalls, and other security, giving hackers all the tools they need to bypass security, get in behind the system, and do their worst. The message: be friendly, but reveal nothing. Get all your tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Ever wish you could hear the Kim Komando Show again because you missed something or forgot to write Kim's tip down? Now you can listen again when you want in crystal clear digital audio. It sounds great. All you need is a Kim's Club membership to get Kim's podcast, webcast, and more. Get your free 15-day trial now. Download the show, watch the show, get it all for free. Then it's only a little more than a dollar a week. Sign up now at club.commando.com. That's club.commando.com. Club.commando.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 76 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Brian, flood victims wanting relief from the city council will have to wait longer.
The city council at the end of last night's meeting decided to hold a workshop next month. That's after hearing from eight public speakers at the beginning of the meeting.
It has been almost 1 month since the proposed meeting, almost 2 months since the flood mitigation items were first mentioned by Councilman Sutherland, and almost 3 months since the last flood, and we still don't have any answers.
If any of you are driven in our neighborhood, you'll see a tremendous amount of white sandbags in my front yard, 468 to be exact.
There's a word that applies to this circumstances that I'm verbalizing here this evening. It's called passing the buck.
Councilman Mike Sutherland and Rafael Pena want the city to spend up to $1.5 million to buy out up to six homes if they're not purchased by FEMA. And Sutherland and Al Sines proposed to spend at least $40 million over the next 2 years to reduce flooding. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County Commissioners have approved a conditional sale of land next to the new tax office to the Brazos Central Appraisal District.
The contract will be subject to the approval of the taxing jurisdictions.
Assistant County Attorney Bill Ballard says BCAD does not have a deadline to get the approval of the College Station and Bryan school boards and city councils. Chief Appraiser Mark Price says there is an increasing safety concern to separate employees from the public.
We had about 8,000 protests this year, which was up about 34% from what we've had in the past. And we just anticipate that to be growing in the future. As the county grows, we're going to need additional space for hearing rooms and things like that.
County commissioners offered no comments before their unanimous vote. BCAD submitted a $300,000 bid, the minimum sought by the county. The appraisal district was the only bidder. Brazos County commissioners tell 34 property owners who did not mail their payments to the new tax office that they cannot refund penalties and interest for making what turned out to be late payments. Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says the property owners missed the grace period where state law allows a reimbursement.
What we've seen is a lot of people pay through their bank, their personal bank, and they have that saved, that address. That's really dangerous for these people because now that forwarding order is expired after a year. And so it's no longer being forwarded. And the way the law is written, it has to be mailed to the correct address within time with correct postage, or it doesn't qualify.
Rowe anticipates more problems from taxpayers who don't use the correct address. Criminal mischief returns to College Station. The first reports to police was last weekend when four vehicles on Carnation Court across from Wolfpin Creek had windows shot out with a BB gun. The damage happened between Saturday night at 9:30 and Sunday morning at 8. Then on Monday, CSPD responded to the lofts at Wolfpin Creek, at Holloman and Dartmouth for 13 reports of vehicles with flattened tires. There are no suspects at this time. In either case, anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. On the eve of an open house, consultants hired for the City of Bryan's next comprehensive plan and future parks and recreation projects address the City Council. Wendy Chabay says the committee named hike and bike trails the first of 18 priorities for outdoor parks.
Sports fields was something that CPAC felt was very important from an economic standpoint and driver to the city.
Details of all the recommendations developed over the last 10 months can be seen today from 5 until 8 at the Brazos Center. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 76 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. You can always go online for more news to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
It's in the middle of the night. You wake up drenched in sweat. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Upgrade to a Casper like I did. It's invented with two high-tech foams that guarantee you'll sleep cool and comfortable. Then try it in your home for 100 nights, risk-free. They'll come and pick it up and refund everything if you don't love it. Go to Casper.com and use the promo code BECK. Get $50 off the purchase of your mattress. It's Casper.com, code BECK. Terms and conditions do apply. Casper.com.
836, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Moisture continues to flow into the region, so more cloudiness for today. There'll be a few showers around. There may be a passing thunderstorm. Temperatures today near 85. Showers start to diminish tonight. Lows will be 70 to 75. More clouds than sun tomorrow. The risk of a shower or a thunderstorm during the day. Highs will be 85 to 90. Storms end tomorrow night. Lows 75. Partly sunny on Friday. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There goes 8:37. Matthew Berry's mom joins us this morning. It's getting to be that time of year.
Well, he was on TV for 28 hours.
For how long?
28 hours. They did a fantasy football marathon.
We had something today that's going to cost America $48 billion to have people playing fantasy football. So, I don't know.
Keeps my son employed.
Well, it does. You know, one of the things that'd be interesting is to find out, Chelsea was mentioning that one of the things that the players do is probably spend as much time coming up with the names of their teams as they do anything else. Be interesting to know historically what the names of the teams were that Matthew had when he was growing up. Because he had a fantasy. He was part of a fantasy football league here, right?
Baseball league.
Okay, I've seen old pictures. I recognize Woody Thompson. I've known Woody for years, and he was part of that.
He still is.
Yeah. So
I can't recall any.
Understand. It's just it's kind of fun stuff. Well, I know your head is probably awash with all sorts of stuff because you just finished the budget process pretty much, and I know that can be mind numbing. But at the same time, these are pretty important decisions that have to be made. Let's talk about first of all yesterday. Because a lot of discussion having to do with nonprofits.
Yes.
Two in particular, the Research Valley Partnership, which we'll call RVP, and the Convention and Visitors Bureau, which we'll call CVB.
Funny, that's what they're called.
That's it. Let's start with the big one first. I mean, CVB got over $2 million in funding this year. Basically, I understand they got the funding they asked for, but tell me what your sense was of the meeting.
The meeting was good. We probably spent about 45 minutes talking about the CVB. Got a little too far into the weeds, I think. But basically, they're going to continue what they're doing, and they're looking for new space. So part of that additional money that we spent this year is for build-out relocation.
So are you saying, at least as the mayor and one member of this body, do they need to own a building and be in that building, or they just need to have something built to suit and lease property?
It's a lease property, and it would be finish out, you know, to move walls and that sort of thing.
One thing that's happened, at least if we look at the history of the Convention and Visitors Bureau over the last few years, is necessarily they weren't reporting to you the information that you wanted, and it's no secret that in years past, there have been some financial discrepancies which made people pretty uncomfortable. Now, you as one entity giving them $2 million, and again, you're speaking as one member of council, are they doing what you want from a reporting standpoint? And again, in your single opinion, are they using the money in the best possible ways?
I think the answer to both of those is yes. You know, it's hard to know that work that they do today is going to actually bring heads in beds 6 months from now or a year from now. But occupancy rates are up, and our sales tax from the hotel tax that we collect is up. So those are good indications that they are effective. The hoteliers are happy with them. And sports marketing, the tournaments are up. We're hosting a lot of sports events, and those fill up hotel rooms. And then those people who stay in hotels spend money in our restaurants and clothing stores, and that adds to our sales tax, which is the largest part of our budget.
Sure. Nancy Berry from College Station joining us. All right, let's turn our attention to Research Valley Partnership, a little bit longer discussion there, so people can understand that what the Research Valley Partnership does is tries to attract businesses to our area. I think it's fair to say that there are people, some people in College Station, who believe that College Station has not gotten their fair share of new things coming in here. There are a lot of variables there. Space is available, railheads, things like that, that Brian might have that College Station doesn't. But again, all that being said, and one member of the council, what were your thoughts as far as discussion of RVP and their relationship with the entities that they use to fund?
Well, we are partners with Brian and the county in funding the RVP. They are charged to do economic development for the entire region. So if a company comes and they need a railhead, they're going to go to Texas Triangle Park. And we are seeing some inflow into the bio corridor. And so we felt that they're looking in a new direction now. They're doing a new strategic plan. So depending upon how the outcome of that comes, they'll probably be more focused on workforce development, which I think is the direction they need to go. So we continue to fund them.
Well, and that kind of keys into something else. You're on the board at Blinn, and Blinn is working very hard to try to come up with a situation that they do up in Waco, where they quickly have a group of people that are workforce ready that can dovetail when you have a new company coming in. So you see that RVP will play a bigger part as far as that's concerned?
Yes.
Okay. Let's start now, because we're talking nonprofits today. Is it your feeling that there was some discussion about the amount of reserve that the Convention Visitors Bureau had? So doesn't matter whether it's CVB or any of the other nonprofits, as one member of council, is it your belief that the funding that you give them is money that should be spent right away that year?
Yes.
Okay. I was not able to see the discussion. Was there any discussion about the amount of money that's being held in reserve?
Yes, there was. And they're anticipating about $400,000 or so for build out for new facilities. They are taking $100,000 of that for from their reserve.
So short of that, you see that reserve should pretty well be depleted after they've taken care of finding themselves a new home?
I think they'll still have reserves.
What number would you be comfortable with, you think?
Well, they need money to pay for their operations. The city pays them every month after they send in their financials. Some of the other funding entities don't pay on time. And so they do need money to meet their payroll and their accounts receivable.
Okay, and Nancy Bear from College Station joined us this morning. So let's turn our attention now to, I don't think it's any secret, just about every member of council who I've had in the last year has talked about how College Station needs to do something as far as their tax rate is concerned. And so it appears that you're going to have a tax rate increase.
Yes, 2 cents. Our budget really, I think, hit the highlights of what we really needed to accomplish. We're going to add 5 more police officers, 2 more non-sworn staff, 5 firefighters to fully staff the next ladder truck. We're going to have more funds for street repair, more ground workers for the parks upkeep, and more planners and engineers to process new development, and going to 3% merit-based salary increases for our employees. And I think, you know, we want to keep and retain our best employees. And so the citizen survey that we did this spring said streets, traffic congestion. We need more police, we need fire, our parks. You know, all the things that the citizens said were important to them, we've addressed in this budget. And we needed to increase taxes 2 cents, which will add about $1.5 million to our revenue.
Now we're looking at, and of course, property values have gone up, and so that should probably be a windfall for the city. And now we're also looking at having some sort of a transportation fee as well.
Road maintenance.
Right. What was the tipping point from your standpoint that you saw that it was time to move in that direction?
Well, just so many roads are in need of repair. You know, they build these subdivisions and they put in the asphalt streets and they put the road in before any of the houses are built, and then the cement trucks and the heavy trucks come and they literally start to tear up those streets, and we're looking at maintenance in 2 and 3 years. And then we have other streets that, you know, long-standing streets that do need repair, Munson and Francis, Luther, and the like. So that was the tipping point for me.
Is there any sense that you feel from the citizens who live here 12 months out of the year that, yes, we do have 40,000 people who come in and live here part of the year, and as a result, they do cause distress to our infrastructure? Is this part of the process, that this maintenance fee is something that basically students will help shoulder the expense of?
All residents are going to help shoulder the expense because we all use the roads. And we've also put money towards our intelligent traffic system, which will help move traffic around in a more efficient way.
I guess the other thing that also showed up, and while I know that Jeff Kirsten's budget is presented to you, had a 1% decrease in utilities, there is an 8% increase for wastewater. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, our sewer system, wastewater system, is part of it is aging, and we need to develop new trunk lines, and we're going to spend probably about $150 million in the next 3 to 5 years on infrastructure for wastewater. And so that's why the fee is increased, the 8 cents, decreasing in electric. But we need that wastewater. I mean, nobody wants to have the sewers not be functioning.
Certainly, it's something that we expect. Now, so moving forward from here, Does this signal that the city is not looking to then have to have bond elections to fund some of these things, or is this 8 cents going to be used here and now, or is that going to be bankrolled to retire debt further down? What's your view of the development strategy?
Well, we'll probably need to issue debt for some of these major construction of the infrastructure on the wastewater, additions to the Carter Creek and the Lick Creek treatment plants, and there's going to be a parallel trunk line for Bee Creek and Northeast.
Okay. And finally, it's kind of old news, but I want to give you a chance to kind of expand as one member of council your thoughts on the driving and hands-free driving and talking on the cell phone situation.
It's long overdue. We have distracted driving, and you just have to look down at a text and, you know, car's out of control. And so I think it's a safety issue, and I'm glad that we've passed it. And, you know, it's not going to be, you know, people coming from Bryan, you know, they cross university and they're going to get a ticket. They're probably going to get warnings first, and then at some point they'll start writing tickets. But mostly it's got to be an education process to get people to put their phone down and go hands-free.
We'll agree to disagree. I find it unenforceable. I hate that the police have to do it. I know that's...
Well, I mean, think about seatbelts. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody wanted to do seatbelts.
Yeah, but I can see a seatbelt not being, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's an officer can see a seatbelt. It's not across your chest, okay?
But he can also see if you've got a phone next to your ear.
Up next to your ears, fine, but
or
it could
in front of your face.
Yeah, I mean, I hear where we're going and that stuff. All right, anything else on your radar screen this morning?
Well, I just wanted to do a shout out to our staff for the fabulous job they did on the budget. Jeff Kirsten and his whole team did a great job.
Well, it's a difficult time when you're having to try to put, you know, in many ways, you've been on council long enough that you went through the days when you had money and then you kind of had to cut it back. How you bring it back in, how you rebuild a budget is a pretty important thing, too. And I guess because of the days that the things are going a little bit better in College Station, it is a tough thing to do, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I do want to mention that we're going to have public hearings on the proposed tax rate on August 31st and September 8th in council chambers at 7 p.m. We'll adopt the budget on the 22nd of September. And anyone who wants to look at the complete draft can do so at our website, cstx.gov/budget.
There you go. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. That's Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. That's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Dr. David Rusing for his positive influence on this community. Dr. Rusing is a professor emeritus at Texas A&M and has offered his time to organizations including the Texas Rural Leadership Program and the International Rural Church Association. His commitment to local government, like the College Station City Council and the Bryan College Station Sister Cities Board, has fundamentally shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Dr. Rusing for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
The Brazos Valley has so much talent, authors even, and one of those is Becky Lynn Smith. She lives in rural Navasota. She's written a book that she hopes will urge you, no matter what stage of life you're in, to get yourself up, take a chance, and live your ideal life. That's what she did when she started writing.
It's interesting because I was invited to write the chapter for Share Your Message with the World. And that experience was just such a wonderful experience that I thought, I've got something to say to the world. And so I took what I knew and basically started outlining it. And once I kind of figured out what I wanted to say, it just sort of flowed. I love writing and I've done a lot of it, just not in this capacity, right?
One of her passions is helping people, helping other people, and that's what Designing Your Ideal Life, the book, is all about. Becky Lynn Smith.
So the book is really about how to evaluate kind of where you are right now and figure out kind of where you want to go and then actually create a plan to get there, because I see so many people who have no plan, right? They sit on the couch or they sit in their rut and they complain. And this is just a way that people can actually... I can help more people with the book than I can one-on-one coaching them or whatever.
Now, this book, Designing Your Ideal Life, can really be for anybody, even if you're just getting out of college, if you're 30 years old and hate your job, if you're 50 years old and you're not ready to retire, or if you're about to retire and you don't know what you want to do next. I actually met Becky Lynn Smith after she gave a presentation to the College Station Noon Lions Club.
And I actually worried about it today, whether it would resonate with a group of retirees, you know, a large audience of those, and apparently it did. So, you know, I really, again, my heart is about helping people, and I think this is a way that if people will take it to heart and work the exercises. It's not an easy read. You have to do the work.
Yeah, getting out of the rut, living your ideal life, which she says everybody deserves to, it's a step-by-step process. Becky Lynn Smith.
You have to understand whether you have a problem, and then you have to take the action in order to make it better. And we all have the power to do that. We are 100% responsible for our own lives. Yes, life happens, but it's how we react to it that really is important, right? It's how do we react, and then how do we respond that make the difference in whether we have a happy life or whether we have a miserable life, and I choose happiness.
So how do you get the book?
It's available on Amazon.com. It's available as the paperback and the Kindle. It's also available on my website, designingyouridealife.com.
Becky Lynn Smith from Navasota, local author, and designing her own life. I'm Tom Turbeville. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors the best of the Brazos for 2016. Here's your mid-year update. Average sales price of homes, $227,900. Average days on the market, 86. Currently, we have a 90-day supply of homes, which means it's a seller's market. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTOW. Mr. Downs was in here and I was about to go on the air and he ran out of the room.
What?
I don't know.
He's just wandering around. He's got his cup of coffee. He's wearing his green tie today, and you know how he is when he wears his green tie.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, that's it. Everything is so important and all that kind of stuff. Anyway.
Today must be an important day for the green tie.
Well, it is. Yeah, he's doing a thing. He's hosting a deal. That's how I get a free lunch out of it. That's all.
Hey, I know we may not have time for our full Olympic update.
Hang on. Wait, let me get the theme ready. Okay. All right, here we go.
Rio authorities have issued an arrest warrant for an International Olympic Committee executive accused of scalping tickets for the Summer Games as part of a wider probe of tickets allocated to Ireland that were being sold for higher fees. Patrick Hickey, 71, he's the president of the Olympic Council of Ireland, as well as the president of the European Olympic Committees. And he has been part of the IOC executive board since 2012.
Man.
Hey, it could be worse. One of our country's most famous swimmers could get held up at gunpoint.
Yeah. He got charged or arrested?
It's saying that they have issued a warrant.
Oh.
So
he's on a G5 right now. Yeah. I guarantee you. He said, get me out of here.
Yeah.
And
so
that's what they ought to make him do as punishment, make him fly tourist all the way back. Well, I got to see some of the Olympics yesterday.
Did you? What'd you watch?
Skull. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I saw one race of the women's skull.
Okay.
And because I was at the bank and it was on behind the teller. But it was interesting because I watched the way that they the rhythm that they use, and I thought it was just. It would be the same, you know, the left, right, left. But it's actually left, and they hold up for a second, and then they go right, then quickly back to the left, and they hold for a second. And they were on a one shot of the leader, and I thought, well, maybe that's just the way she does it. But I pulled back, and they were all the same way.
Oh.
So I thought, you know, it was just moving as quickly as you possibly can, but it's not.
There's technique.
And obviously what they've done is they put together a computer model showing that you need to hold for just a half beat before you pull on the left side, so that I guess once you put your oar in, maybe that slows you down a little bit.
Yeah.
I saw that, and that's it. So now, what happened with the women's sand volleyball thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I just saw.
Well,
like,
you don't know.
Well, no, I know that they lost. I know that they lost. But Carrie said that, you know, they didn't show up. She said we could have smashed this team, and she said no discredit to them. They're a good team. They rose to the occasion, and we didn't.
See, and this was the deal is. After the swimming, this had kind of captured everybody's fancy.
Yeah,
I mean,
this
was a great opportunity, and then they could have just
they could have been the heroes of the Olympics.
I do feel like there have been a lot more stories this Olympics of first time American medalists in certain events. Like, you know, this is the first American woman to medal in, I think there was a 1500 meter race yesterday for track. So I feel like there's been a lot of those, even though it may be a bronze or a silver.
Yeah.
We've had a lot more of first time ever Americans have excelled in this particular sport, which is kind
of
cool.
Lots of Texas golds too. I don't know if you've noticed
I didn't.
I've heard apparently if we were our own country, we would rank like third in medals.
Like tied with France or something.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. For us,
Simone Biles helped with that one.
Yeah,
because Texas girls are the gymnasts.
Did I hear something like if Michael Phelps were a country, he'd be 37th?
Yep, wow. I've heard that too. Yeah, yeah. So
okay. Well, Rio is expected to lose $4.6 billion in the Summer Olympics. $4.6 billion.
They already weren't doing too well, as far as I would know, right?
The last profitable Olympics took place in 19. 19-